Yeah, I just wanted to hit on, you know, a few things that happened a couple weeks ago. Well, more so like a week ago, the incident with my car. You know, I just, you know, everything, you know, happens for a reason. You know, I learned from it, and I'm just grateful of the police and, you know, Athens and also Somerville for doing what they did. And I'm not living in the past anymore, and I'm just grateful, and I'm just really here to take football questions.
Did you get a new iPad this week?
I should be having it pretty soon.
Yeah, a lot for it.
Oh, definitely.
What have the last 24 hours been in terms of coming in, meeting all these guys, and learning the plays, doing a walkthrough, and all that stuff? Is your head kind of spinning at this point?
Oh, it's great. I'm just taking it all in. A lot of it is just conceptual. So, like, I've seen some of it in my past defense. So, just seeing it and then just being out with the guys and whatnot, I'm just pretty much enjoying it and just soaking it all up.
I know we talked about this a little bit after you were drafted, but have you given any more time to think about the significance of playing linebacker for the Bears and what people expect from you and all the great players that have played that position?
Oh, definitely, but I expect a lot of myself as well. You know, I have a ton of respect for the guys that came before me and played the position, many legends here. So it's great, you know, to try to come in and, you know, do something special, but I'm going to just be the best player I can be.
Have you heard from some of those linebackers? I think I read somewhere that maybe the Buckus reached out.
Oh, definitely. I actually won the Buckus in college, so pretty much I talked with Buckus then, and then when I was out in California playing in the Rose Bowl, I pretty much had a day just hanging out with Buckus as well, so that was pretty great.
What was those moments like? What did he tell you about the Bears?
Well, it wasn't more so about the Bears when we actually like had in-depth conversation. It was just more so about I just won the Buckus, so I was still in college at the time, so we didn't go into details about the Bears.
Buckus is an old guy to you. Did you do research? Have you ever seen films with him? I mean, to get an appreciation for getting that award and being part of this linebacker legacy?
Definitely. You know, you hear about the award as a kid and whatnot. So growing up, you know, hearing about Dick Buckus, then, you know, there's YouTube. So you can always go in there and watch many videos and send some of his vicious hits and whatnot.
What kind of advice have former players or current players given you about kind of
Am I repeating yourself, please?
What advice have former players or current players given you about making this transition?
Just taking everything in, not taking anything for granted, making the most of your opportunities here, and just knowing if you win as a Chicago Bear, things are pretty good. So it was just more so giving their insight and how their careers went here and life after ball.
What facet of the game when you're playing do you take most pride in?
I just hard work, just, you know, relentless, I would say, probably just being relentless.
Rogan, you said you started to learn a little bit more about Vic's defense. What do you like about some of the scheme stuff and how you fit into it?
Well, we're just getting into the basics and everything like that, so it's not that advanced just yet, but I'm just enjoying just, you know, learning. You know, I'm always out trying to seek knowledge, so, you know, learning things of the defense and just learning special checks, and it's always good, and just knowing how to take advantage of our offense.
What excites you most about playing for Vic and what he can bring to your game as a coach?
Oh, well, yeah, he's a great coach, you know. Just some of the things he do on defense, he blitz his backers, you know. He put them in the best possible situation to make plays. So just those two things there alone are, like, pretty good.
How do you describe him and your early interactions with him? How would you describe him?
Well, he's kind of like a reserve guy, but he's like he knows ball, and, you know, he knows what he's doing.
Roquan, people have already assumed that you're going to be a starter on opening day. How will you handle that responsibility, and is that too much pressure to put on a young guy?
Well, I'm not thinking about just being a starter. You know, if they start on special teams, if that's what they want me to do, I'll do it. It's not like I'm just saying, hey, I have to be the starter, you know. You crawl before you walk.
Do you feel any extra responsibility being a first-round pick, maybe all eyes on you, whether it's here or one of the veterans?
No, not at all. I know what I can do, and I'm confident in my ability. So it's just, you know, I am who I am. I showcase what I can do, and I can't make things up. I am who I am.
It's a whirlwind couple weeks since being drafted. What have you learned the most about now coming into the NFL and your new job and how to prioritize and whatnot?
It's ball. It's no school and everything like that. So it's just pretty much ball. So it's I actually love it because, you know, it's just, you know, you just focus on ball, you just hear with your teammates, and you just can, you know, be the best possible you can be, and you don't have many distractions unless you have some. You're obviously going to have temptations and whatnot, but it's just ball, basically.
Joel said you and he are rooming together. First of all, how's that going? Are you guys trying to learn from each other, and do you have the pronunciation of his name down?
I don't yet, so I'm not gonna make an effort. But, yeah, so it's been great rooming with him and whatnot for, like, last night that we had together. It's just basic, you know, background stuff on each other, you know, how was life growing up, different things like that. And obviously tonight will be a little, next couple nights will be different because, you know, we'll be talking ball, just, you know, trying to help each other out. So that'll be good.
What's important do you think it's going to help you through the process here? Go through it with another rookie at the same position as you like that?
Well, it's good. I think we can both, help each other. You know, we can learn from each other and, you know, try not to make the same mistakes. So that's definitely big.
Roquan, what's important about this rookie mini camp and what are your goals for this weekend?
I'll just come out and be the best I can be and for my teammates to be the best they can be. And, you know, everyone, you know, give their all while they're here and just try to learn as much as you can and taking advantage of this moment.
What has stuck with you from Matt Nagy so far in terms of his messages that he wants to get through to you guys?
Just being relentless, hard work, you know, integrity, and just doing things the right way and be yourself.
What do you think of all the signage and sayings he's got?
Well, it's good if you really look into it, you know, and just really think about it, you know, deep, like just be yourself because, you know, that's who you can, that's what, you know, really sticks with me and resonates, just being myself because that's what you can do best, just be yourself in all phases.
Having already had a small distraction of your own, what do you think you learned coming into football all the time about just the spotlight that is on you?
Well, things change. You just have to, you know, you live and you learn and you just have to grow. I just feel like that's just all part of growing up.
Do you like the spotlight?
No, I'm not a huge spotlight guy. I'm not a flashy guy, anything like that. More reserved, you know.
Well, Quinn, I think you said after the draft that Patrick Willis was somebody that you followed growing up. Have you talked to him or reached out to him at all about playing for Big Ben yet?
I have not.
I know you haven't signed yet, but when you do, is there something special for his purchase or anything you want to get out of the way?
No, there's not anything crazy that I would like, so I pretty much have a car, so there's not, like, I'm not buying a house, so no, there's not really anything that I'm, like, saying I want to buy.
Well, a couple more. If you're going to help you get ready for training camp, can you sing the Georgia Fight song for us now?
Absolutely not.
Anything else?
The first weekend, like just when you're getting to know everybody, do you think you can get a sense of what the group can become? Do you think you've got a good group this week that will translate, you know, in OTAs or, you know, down the road?
Well, it's always different, but, you know, just being here, it's just like all rookies, you know, guys are, we all here just trying to, you know, make the squad and whatnot. So that's always different, but I do think, you know, a lot goes into it and, you know, everyone's busting their tails and, you know, we're asking the best out of each other.